Now, if you would turn in your Bibles to Romans, that wonderful chapter, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse and going through to the 21st verse. Romans 8. This tells us how we may know that we are the children of God. There should never be a doubt in a believer's heart about his sonship. In other words, if you have been born again, you know it. And though there may be times when you are not as close to God as you should be, still you never doubt your salvation, lest you might belittle that which God has given as a gift to you. I would remind you that salvation is a gift. You did not work for it, and you cannot work to keep it. It is a divine gift. Now let us read responsively Romans 8 from the 14th to the 21st verses. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
And of course, that's the whole principle. There are those people, and if I might say this, having come out of Romanism, grace in Romanism, they speak of it greatly, but it is a momentary thing. It is a thing that must be reestablished every day. Some Protestant sects have unfortunately taken up this line. But in Romanism, salvation is a matter of every day reestablishing your salvation. That it's possible you might be lost during the night. It's possible that you may sin in some way, that you would lose your salvation. If that were so, the Bible is a lie. For I would remind you that the deeper sinners, such as David and Abraham, who are much deeper than any of you here, I believe, today, never lost their salvation. David was a murderer and an adulterer. Abraham, an adulterer. I would remind you of the man in Corinth who committed sin with his father's wife. And Paul merely says, deliver his body for the destruction of his body. His soul will be saved in the day of Jesus Christ. So how could we ever doubt, you see? God's grace, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And so we can have that wonderful peace. And it says, we're no more spirit of bondage to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba. One day, I expect my new grandson to say to Donald, Dada. Abba is Greek for Dada. It is the same. This is the spirit that you ought to have. This is the kind of a love you should have. The translators didn't even change it, you notice, because they felt it would not be proper to put down daddy. But this is the relationship God says that you have with him as as the Father. Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And that's wonderful. We all have suffering in life. Some periods of our lives have very deep suffering, either personally or the loss of a loved one, some great trial. Terrible to suffer without Christ. But how blessed if we suffer with Christ. What Paul is saying here, remember, Christian, if you suffer with Christ in your heart, remember this, that you will also be glorified with him. If so be that we suffer with him, we may be also glorified together. And then 18th verse, for I reckon that the sufferings which I just spoke of at this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Incidentally, that word in the Greek there for creature is really creation. In other translations, it is creation. And it means that all creation is waiting for one thing, when the sons of God shall be revealed in their glory. Then all creation shall rejoice, because all creation shall be, in a sense, recreated and shall be suited to the children of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Isn't that wonderful? Here we are, subject to pain, sin, illness, all of the contaminating influences all around us in the world. And here it tells us, remember, that we will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the children of God. What a great day is coming for us. And how we should rejoice in it in this world that has so little to offer. In the future, in the past, it's never had too much to offer. It's just gotten worse, that's all. So praise the Lord for this portion of his blessed word.